Hello, welcome to the latest Plymouth Labour audio boo. It's Luke Pollard, Labour's parliamentary candidate for Plymouth, Sutton and Devonport, and I'm recording this on the beach in gorgeous sunny Brighton. Myself and Tudor Evans, leader of the council, have just come out of hearing Ed Miliband deliver a barnstorming, terrific speech where he laid out a series of policies for what a Labour government would be doing from 2015 onwards. Tudor, what's this speech mean for people in Plymouth?
Well, it means a lot. It means a lot if you're facing high energy bills. It means a lot if you're facing low wages and you're on the minimum wage. It means a lot if you want to waiting for a home and can't get one. Whether you're a family person or whether you're an older person, there's something in this speech for you. Whether you're a young person, whether you're a man or a woman, whether you're disabled or whether you rely on our health service, these are the things that matter to people in Plymouth. And this speech today, I think, was for the people of Plymouth.
For me, taking out what Ed means by One Nation concept, it's about votes at 16 for youngest people. It's about reinforcing apprenticeships. It's about getting people on the housing ladder. It's about getting people back into work, retraining people. And really importantly, and we hear about this a lot on the doorsteps, don't we, Chutes? It's about freezing energy bills. I mean, for me, that was the clear takeaway that people in Plymouth will know. If you vote for the Conservatives in 2015, your energy bills will go up. If you vote for Labour in 2015, your energy bills will be frozen.
That's right. And Ed made that specific pledge. He said that the first thing they would do would be legislate for the freezing of those bills. And that's real help where it's needed most. Energy costs are fundamental. Yeah, whether we're heating our homes or cooking food for our families or whatever, it's really important part of the weekly household budget. And so to do something that practical that quickly, you know, you've got to be excited about that. And you know there's a real choice at the election.
What Ed was saying is that Britain can do better than this. The Tory government that looks after the few and not the many. We've seen this in Plymouth. We know what the Conservatives and Lib Dem government are doing to our city. We know how it's affecting each and every household in our city and their cost of living. And what we're going to be doing now is taking those policies that have been announced this week, putting them on our leaflets, banging on doors, speaking to voters and convincing people to vote Labour in 2015, re-electing a Labour council in 2014 and making sure that we put the cost of living crisis, the housing crisis, the employment crisis at the top of the agenda and making sure that people know that Labour are on their side. You can find out more information about how you can get involved with the campaign, how you can help deliver leaflets in your street and take the message from this conference to every single household in Plymouth by going to facebook.com/PlymouthLabour or twitter.com/PlymouthLabour. Thanks very much.